It feels insane. Like, I'm so grateful. I've never gotten like a youth call up or anything. So it was definitely cool to be able to break in like with the senior group for sure. But yeah, I'm just really thankful and I'm really excited to play around those players that are on that list. I mean, they're all phenomenal. So I think it'll be a really cool learning experience. But yeah, I figured out not too long before the announcement, probably like a week before the announcement, we know. But yeah, I mean, having it announced was also kind of nice too. I'm not gonna lie. So.
How did you find out actually? So you said you found out a week ago. So how was when who told you and who are the
My coach told me.
Oh, so
Adrian told
this, oh, Adrian told you. Okay.
me. Yeah, because I was
So
just roaming around the facility doing my thing. And then he walked up and he was like, look. I was like, oh, nice. That's cool.
And so after you found out, who were the first couple of people you told?
Well, a few of my teammates were around. It was funny, they were in the meal room, so they were kind of like overhearing it. So I walked in there and they were just like, oh my God, congrats. And then after I ate, I like immediately went in my car and I called my mom, my grandma, and they were so excited. My mom was actually in the middle of work and she starts screaming. I was like, girl, but she was so excited.
And when did you finally realize it was like you're joining not just some of your senior teammates, but also two other rookies are joining with you to this trip to the national team?
Shortly after, like we were all texting each other and stuff like that, and it's really exciting to have some familiar faces there. Obviously for on the field, like some familiarity, but also off the field, like having people that you're comfortable with, I feel like is really important when you're at the camp, when like there's so much uncertainty and you don't really know a lot of people. So very thankful for that.
What do you hope to get out of this camp? Obviously, it's going there, get to you play with the senior team and get hopefully a chance to get on the field for the US. But what do you hope to get out of it? Like, what's something that you hope to accomplish during this trip?
I just want to learn as much as I possibly can. Like being in this type of setting, especially as a younger player. I mean, I'm 22. This is my first camp. Being kind of thrown in with players that I've been watching for so long, I think you can pick up so many things, like even little things that they do, like what makes them compete at the highest level. I feel like that's definitely something that I want to take away.
Now back home here with the Spirit, you guys have been able to jump out with to a result, well, good results in third place, won three of your last four. A lot of it has to do with the young rookies and how you guys have been playing. How is it that you guys have been able to jump out so quickly with results so fast, and you guys are just been drafting? What is it that you guys are doing so well that has allowed you guys to come out the gate?
I think honestly, a few things. First of all, our like teammates, our older teammates, and our coaches have made us feel so welcome and so empowered to be able to take on those big roles this season. And then also, I feel like it's just easier when you have so many new people coming in that are going through the same exact thing. We can all kind of relate to each other and work together, which I think also helps like a little community. But yeah, I'm super grateful for that. Just having so many people that come in like hungry and ready to work. It's been a great environment to start out at.
How's the community between you and all the new draftees, all the rookies? Like, how have you guys coalesced and come together amongst yourselves?
Honestly, like coming here, we were all that each other knew for a little bit. And then in preseason, like a lot of us ended up staying together and stuff like that in our little preseason camp. So obviously that helps us be a little more tight-knit. And then we've also had like long trips. Like we had that 12-day road trip where we were in like three different cities. And I feel like settings like that kind of force you to come together and be closer than you typically would if you were just like in your own routine at home. Because you got that's all you see is your teammates when you're on super long away trips. So I feel like that's been helpful.
And you've been together playing in the midfield with Andy. How has
Yes.
that been? How has that been? Like, you played six, she plays more of the eight. How has it been playing together, and how have you feel like you guys have gelled so quickly?
She has been awesome for me to play with just because like she's such a successful like experienced player and I feel like I can learn a lot from her on the field obviously but also off the field like how she kind of takes care of herself like even like she takes stuff like movement
More
prep so
about
seriously. Like I see
your
her do it every single day
expectations
before practice.
at least
Stuff like that.
you.
But she's just so easy to work with. Like the experience that she brings has been super helpful for me as like a younger player coming in. She's very like intelligent in the way she plays. I mean, she's been in the league for a while now, and she's been a super successful player, and that's someone that I kind of like look up to. And I feel like the reason why we work so well together is because we're both kind of open-minded in that aspect. Like if there's an issue on the field, we both come together and we're like, okay, what do you see? How do you think we fix it? So I feel like that helps a lot when it comes to problem solving and collaborating on the field. So I mean, it's been really great for me to be next to her this first year. It's awesome.
Now, who else have you been able to learn from that you came in not sure that you were going to either? Obviously, you want to get along with every one of your teammates, but who have you been able to learn from the most?
I feel like for me, like when I think of like leaders and stuff like that, some of the veteran players that I really look up to are like Aubrey, Hatchie, and Andy. I know I already mentioned Andy. That's obvious. She plays right next to me. But when it comes to like leadership and stuff like that, I definitely say Aubrey and Hatchie. They're both very different in the ways that they do it, but the ways that they do it are both so important. And yeah, I mean, I've really valued having them as veterans, like more experienced players on our team to kind of lead us because we are kind of a younger team in some aspects. We have a lot of younger players. So their leadership's been great.
And everyone sees what you're doing, but they're also seeing your teammate Croy and how she stepped up as a rookie. How have you seen that partnership between you two and all the plaudits that you both are getting? How do you guys handle it?
Honestly, I mean, it's been so cool being able to come to the same team with her. A lot of people know this, but we played at Concord together, back in high school for like my last couple years of high school. And it's just been so cool to kind of have that full circle moment and end up on the same pro team together. She's such a crafty player, which I admire so much. Like she's just so creative in her role. And I feel like we work well off together because we kind of like balance each other out in some ways. Like she's super creative, super shifty. She's always thinking like she's so attacking minded. And I feel like I'm more of like the defensive minded in that little trio. So I mean it's been cool just being able to all kind of balance each other out in some way, like me, Andy, and Croy.
Mean, give yourself some credit. You scored 2 goals so far this season. I mean,
Yeah,
were you
that too.
have you what were your thoughts on when you finally scored your first and then you're not your second? So how's it feel to be a part of the offense as well?
It's been fun. At Clemson, I definitely played a deeper role. So I like really rarely was ever up near the net. So being able to come in and score that early in the season, I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. Like I have a little more freedom. That was a really cool experience. I mean, especially at the home opener, that was crazy. But yeah, I've been having a lot of fun, having a little more freedom, and I hope to score a couple more. That would be nice. But yeah.
Well, fans will hopefully will want to see you score more, especially on Friday. For those who are new coming in to see that your guys' game on Friday, what should they expect in terms of the style of play that you guys have been playing and the style of play that Adrian has really tried to implement with you guys?
We like to keep the ball, and I think that we're just like such a dynamic group. Like you kind of see a lot of like interchanging and stuff like that with all of us now that we kind of have the chemistry going on the field. I feel like personally, I might be biased, but we're a really fun group to watch because of that.
Now, this was just given to me by Sam. So to win this weekend, you guys would equal the same amount of wins you've had and the Spirits had in the last 2 seasons if you win this weekend. So how does it feel that you guys have been able to jump out so quick and are reaching
I did not
milestones?
know that. That's insane.
Yes. So how does it feel to
That's
you guys are,
insane.
that is insane. How do you feel that you guys are reaching these milestones so early and are you worried that this team could peak soon?
I mean, first of all, that's amazing. I didn't know that. That's so sick. Second of all, I think our group is so hungry and kind of determined that, I mean, yes, that's a nice stat to have. But I feel like we also recognize that we're only like a little less than halfway through the season. I really think that consistency matters in that aspect, and we kind of have to carry it through the entire season for it to mean something, you know?
Gotcha. How's it been with Adrian as your head coach now? But you guys are going to slowly transition when Jonah arrives. So, how do you feel that everyone is feeling about the current coaching staff? And how do you feel you guys are going to be prepared for when Jonah arrives?
Yeah, so we love Adrian. I feel like he's been so good for the group. He's not only a great coach, but a great person, and I feel like our group is really like accepting of that. We're also accepting of the new staff coming in. I mean, everyone's excited and we're feeling very optimistic. So yeah, I mean, if the track record keeps going about how the experience we've had with the staff so far, I feel like, I mean, it's only going to be good. The staff's been great here so far that I've seen. So yeah, I'm excited.
And lastly, what do you, for fans who are coming in, they're going to see Seattle. How do you feel you guys match up against Seattle, and how do you, and how much you guys learn from that first game you played against Seattle?
Yeah, so I think our team is extra excited to be seeing this team this week because, I mean, that first game was a game that we were kind of still learning ourselves, like our playing style, like how we all mesh together. Like there was a lot of like question marks. So I feel like we're kind of more into our own identity now, kind of excited to see how we work with that with this next game.